Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Theatrical news first, as usual. It's about George Clooney, as usual. CNN will air Good Night and Good Luck, that's the Tony-nominated play starring Clooney, live on Saturday, June 7th. I believe that's the day before the Tony Awards. Now, that performance at the very large Winter Garden Theater is a first for Broadway. But then that show has achieved a lot of firsts, including record-breaking attendance. In making the decision, George Clooney said, "I can't tell you how exciting it is to do something that's never been done. CNN is the perfect place to bring this story of courage to so many more people than we could ever have hoped for. Live TV, no net, buckle up everyone," end quote. Ah, nice mitzvah, George, as some of us would say. Now, a friend of Clooney's, by the way, John Krasinski, you remember him from The Office and many other things, he's coming to New York with an off-Broadway piece called Angry Allen. It's a one-man show directed by the hot director, Sam Gold, and deals with a man going down the internet rabbit hole, so to speak. I believe it's opening next week. Now, as for stars, it seemed notable that Jennifer Hudson went to see the Broadway musical Smash this past week. That show was based on the TV show on NBC, in which she made numerous guest appearances. Hudson, by the way, is also a producer of this show. But no, she has not signed up to appear on a regular basis. But maybe if weekly grosses start heading downward, who knows? Meanwhile, all attention is focused on the Tonys, yes, but the latest awards were for the Drama League. Now, that organization awards both on and off Broadway. And of course, give some hints as to what the Tonys will look like. Well, suffice to say, Oh Mary seems to be the front runner for all things non-musical. I guess it's not a musical, even though the show deals with Mary Todd Lincoln's desire to be a cabaret singer and ends with her finally getting her chance. Anyway, best new musical seems to be leaning to maybe Happy Ending. I hope that's true. As for revivals, Sunset Boulevard and Gypsy will duke it out. The very competitive Best Actress category. I'm still rooting for Audra McDonald, but my sense is voters think 11 nominations are enough in anyone's career. We'll see. Now, for what I saw this past week, I went from Lincoln Center's smallest venue to the iconic Public Theater, and I had the pleasure of interviewing one of our finest actresses from all mediums. Well, let's start there. There as in Lincoln Center, and it's Claire Toe Theater. That's the one above the other two larger stages, all named after women, I might add. This one clearly seems to have a mission, the Claire Toe, that is, that mission being shows about women finding meaning in their lives. It's also about new works, a place where they can be developed. Anyway, the current show is an odd one called Five Models in Ruins, 1981. It's written by Caitlin Saylor Stevens, directed by Morgan Green, all women. This intermissionless piece takes place in an English countryside where a fashion shoot is in chaotic progress. For some, this will be a raucous comedy, and the five models of the title are each nicely defined and quite humorous. But the star here is Elizabeth Marvel, who plays the photographer. She's always excellent and has played U.S. presidents and other national leaders in at least two TV series. Think of Homeland and House of Cards and blah, blah, blah. Here, her character is a tad confusing, though Marvel is always worth watching. She and I sat outside Lincoln Center one day watching all the Juilliard students pass by, which made her nostalgic, as, of course, she was once one. I asked her why she was attracted to the Five Models show. She said she wasn't looking for a play at this time, but somehow this one spoke to her. The real-life woman her character is sort of based on is Deborah Turbeville. Marvel told me she was more of an art photographer who did fashion for money. This takes place at a time when it was all about the male gaze, she continued. Yet she had a distinctly feminine anti-glam gaze. It was all natural light and insane locations, and she often used locals and dancers, not just models. And that was the frame for me, end quote from Elizabeth Marvel. Ironically, Marvel's first stage performance in New York was at the Public Theater playing photographer Diane Arbus. This one is only up for a few more weeks, by the way. Now, speaking of the Public, I made my way downtown to see a piece there called Goddess. The names of note here are Michael Thurber, who did the music, and Sahim Ali, who did the book. It takes place in Kenya and features a very large, talented cast. The goddess, a character for whom music is truly mythical, is played by Erica Jackson. You may not think this sounds like one for you, but I dare you to not end up standing and weaving back and forth and, yes, tearing up a little. Now, more coming for me this week, including the Broadway show that has brought back the familiar name John Proctor, and the one about that dead outlaw that is making waves and up for, I believe, 7 Tony Awards. P.S. That show started off Broadway, and there are more of those making successful transitions from off to on right now, I would bet, than in a very long time. We have O Mary, Buena Vista Social Club, and from the aforementioned Public, of course, Hell's Kitchen. Oh, I'll also be seeing a few familiar names on stage this week, like Kieran Culkin and Hugh Jackman, so stay tuned for that. As always, I found a book of the week that seems enticing. This one is called Lessons from My Teachers by Sarah Rule, one of our best playwrights. It's about the key lessons that she has learned throughout her years of being a perpetual student. I will be seeing her latest show, by the way, at the Signature soon, a busy and productive woman. And our death of the week, well, it has to be Charles Strauss, who died in New York at the age of 96. He was a multi-award-winning American film, television, and Broadway musical composer, responsible for such legendary songs as Put on a Happy Face from Help, Bye Bye Birdie, Tomorrow from Annie, Those Were the Days, and many others. His career spanned over 7 decades, during which time he created some of Broadway's most beloved and enduring works. Tony Award-winning Bye Bye Birdie, as I mentioned, Applause, and Annie, as well as Tony-nominated Golden Boy, Charlie and Algernon, Rags, and Nick and Nora. That is a career to be proud of. His work will live on and on well past, pardon the pun, tomorrow. And I will see you next week with more news.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.